I wish some soil didn't go to well.
What kind of soil would you call it if it didn't grow things very well? Just didn't?
Well, it'd be poor. They need to plant something else there. Don't plant the same thing well. Plant some else down the valley.
Is there anything that you would call land that was just good for raising grass on and nothing else?
Well, they would call that land wasn't much farm.
Do people around here ever say meadow for that kind of land?
Meadows.
Meadow, right.
Well, they call pastures meadows, like cows graze in the meadows.
What would you call a piece of land that's not much good for anything because the water stands on it all the time? And you might have beavers in there making dams and all that.
I don't know, it's called a lot of pieces around all over it. A lot of land.
What about swamp?
Yeah, swamp.
People would call it that.
Swamp, you say what?
So what about if you had a piece of land with some water on it and you wanted to start using it for growing things? What would you call yourself doing to get the water off of it?
You'd have to dig a trench, a ditch, and drink.
What do you call those things that a plow cuts out when you're plowing the field?
Yeah, call it a furrow. Yeah.
Do you have any streams of water flowing around here, any different creeks or different names for them, anything like that?
No, that's the backwater come up.
Big part?
No, that's the backwater come out. If the backwater come out, well, I have 19 towers in 37.
Is that
right? 90 towers in 37. The towers down here, like it's in the river. He might not been born yet. Who are you?
Oh, I was born in 1950. What about, is there anything that you would, any kind of water flowing along smaller than a creek? Would you call that anything in particular?
Well, I guess it's tributary out from the bar, out from the river. But they're not around here. Not out here anywhere.
I see. What about maybe a place out in the woods that's been cut through by some water flowing along? It might be about 10 feet deep and 10 feet across, something like that. You know, where the land's been cut out by that water? What would you call that?
A ditch.
Would that be the same thing as a place in the land that's been cut out by a lot of water? By a lot of rainfall, rainfall, same thing.
Sure.
Have you ever heard people talk about a gully?
Yeah.
Now, would a ditch and a gully be the same thing?
Well, last time you dig a ditch, you see, and the gully just cuts itself.
I see.
Through the land.
Well,
No, I don't think Mama had. What you want?
What about, have you ever heard people around here say ravine?
Ravine?
Right.
I haven't heard them, but I don't know where it is. I don't have a ravine either.
They don't use that word to mean gully or ditch?
No.
Something like that? Yeah. You mentioned hills a minute ago. Let me ask you this first. What do you call that round thing?